am right now. Don't be bullied by the intellectual standards of others. It's not their happiness that is at stake in your life. You are what you are, and of course that means that you must recognize your limitations. You must identify what you can do and what you can't do, and that too is going to be unique to you. Maybe someone else in this world can run a mile in 4 minutes, but don't base your decisions on the assumption that if he can do it, you certainly ought to be able to do it too. At least not until you've tested yourself. Maybe you can run a mile in 4 minutes. If everyone else can hold their liquor through 5 drinks, but 1 drink makes you roaring drunk and a fool, then don't say to yourself, I ought to be able to hold my liquor through 5 drinks, or I ought to be able to at least hold 1 drink if other people can. You can't. Accept it as the present reality and start from there. Arrange all circumstances so that you never take even 1 drink in public. Then, meanwhile, you can practice the 5-drink routine down in your basement. Accept yourself as you are. Work to improve upon it if you can, but guard against your present weaknesses while you're in the middle of this self-improving. Recognize the cause and effect relationship within yourself, that which appears for the time being to be beyond your will, the things that you might like to control but find you can't control. Now, this can involve mental reactions as well as physical ones. If an argument causes you to be despondent or unnerved for hours or days or even months afterward, you should recognize this about yourself. Don't try to wish it away by saying that I shouldn't be this way. Take very deliberate steps to arrange for yourself a method that will assure that you will stay out of arguments. Whatever it is that leads you into those arguments, guard against those things so that you never are in the position of getting in the argument and then having the after effects. You may, in the meantime, investigate ways of creating a sounder mental equilibrium for yourself so that in the future arguments may not produce such bad results. But until that has been achieved, don't say arguments shouldn't affect me like that. They do affect you like that. I don't care if you see someone else who keeps his balance under all circumstances. He is not you, and your purpose is not to pretend that you are he. Now, there's an even more important principle to be recognized here, too, I think, because even the acceptance for the present of what you are is not the whole story. Don't automatically expend your resources trying to improve yourself in particular areas just because you see that somebody else can do something you can't do. For instance, someone else can enter an argument and come out of it apparently whole and hearty and no problems whatsoever. That doesn't mean that you should now investigate ways of being like he is over the long term, of finding ways of treating arguments in that way. Maybe the answer is simply to stay out of arguments altogether, no matter how capable you are of handling them. So what he is capable of doing may not be a desirable state for you, and it shouldn't be automatically taken as a goal on your part. Once again, may I emphasize that mental well-being is the goal, the only goal. And it does not necessarily follow that your being able to keep your balance in an argument is the key to well-being. As I say, it may be obtained in greater abundance by staying out of arguments after you've investigated it. The point being that it is very easy to confuse goals. Well-being is always the object. Let me give you a personal example. I have had a particular ambition most of my life, and I have worked very hard in trying to fulfill this particular ambition and to be this particular thing that I've always wanted to be. What it is simply that I have always wanted to be a short person. 5'5" seems to me to be just about the ideal height. Now, I won't go into all the details as to why I chose this, but suffice to say, I see more reasons for being happy at that height than at my present height. So I'm continuing in my efforts to become a short person. Now, many of my well-meaning friends have tried to tell me that I can't do that. But, of course, I believe that if you put your mind to it, you can do anything that you try to do in this world. Now, obviously, this is a ridiculous example, but I hope that its absurdity will help to identify just what is involved here. If I really had such an ambition, the important point is that the particular height I was seeking was only a means to an end. What end? Mental well-being, of course. It would be that I believe that at that height, I would be able to accomplish